2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past for anybody that's ever coached with him.
The Utah Utes headed to the Rose Bowl for the first time in program history. Emphatic champions of the Pac-12 as they hammer the Ducks again.
For BYU and all of its fans, it was Big 12 weekend. And after a 12-year wait, it's a big win for the Cougs over their in-state rivals. 10 is not coming.
The final countdown.
Yes, the final countdown, our college football segment we do every day right here on Unrivaled 97.5 VKSL Sports Zone. By way of announcement, tomorrow we're going to be at JCW's in South Jordan. I think I announced a different location yesterday. Let's go with today's location. Tomorrow, we're going to be broadcasting live from the JCWs there in South Jordan. And after our show's done, then Coach Lacombe, Jake Scott, Ben Anderson are going to take over and walk you through some draft coverage. I'll tell you right now, I think there's a reason that we're getting blowing up some coverage on this thing. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking about there's probably going to be some movement. I know the Jazz don't have a draft pick, but there might be some fireworks tomorrow.
It could be a crazy day for the Utah Jazz. It feels like it. It feels like it's going to be a crazy offseason. Who's staying? Who's going? How much does Ryan Smith want to parade? That's the question I think Jazz fans want to know.
We're looking forward to it. So that's where we'll be tomorrow for our show between 3 and 6. And then Coach Lacombe, Jake Scott, Ben Anderson take over at 6 at the JCWs in South Jordan.
How would that be, Alex?
What do you mean?
Well, to just go, you know what I really want? I want a parade.
I say that and I go, I want a parade.
I can't create a parade. I can be in a parade.
I can pretend like a parade that's already happening is for me. Yeah.
But I can't.
As much as I can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't go out and do what, you know, just say, I mean, and have that your goal. My goal is that we have a parade
here. Let's get a parade going.
Interesting.
So one of the conversations I was able to have today, we chatted with Aaron Roderick one-on-one. And A-Rod, I know he was on at least with DJ and PK earlier in the day, although it was just DJ today. But I think that I was curious about A-Rod. And, I mean, he's kind of already like – he's like sort of mid-smile all the time right now because he's got so many weapons on offense. And he has a returning quarterback who he has got a lot of trust in. I think he's in a really, really great spot. And I asked him about that unit that he's working with, and here's what he said about how deep that group is.
Definitely the deepest we've been since I've been here. And it's one of the deeper teams I've ever coached, yeah. I think as far as just returning production goes, we had a meeting yesterday with our offense, and I was looking around the room, and almost everybody in there know what they're doing, you know, and that's a huge thing. It's just the guys knowing the offense, knowing what we're doing, and then looking at around the room, and there's a lot of guys that have already proven it in real games, the guys that have done it. I'm optimistic. We should be good. I expect us to be good.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm telling you, he has like a smile. It's like a little bit of a perma-smile all the time.
Well, what coach can say, I've got 18, 19, 20, 20-year-old young men who know what they're doing. I mean, you know, really, I mean, that says a lot, because that's a challenge in and of itself to just get them to understand what to do. When we had Kalani on earlier, and he talked about giving people autonomy, and I think of A-Rod, and I think of when he was at Utah, and the offense was about as vanilla and about as boring as you could
and
possibly get.
And he was a co-coordinator with Andy Ludwig, right?
And he had – well, but he had his opportunity to be the coordinator there, and he just – you know, and you wonder if, you know, Kyle's style and Kalani's style are different. And that, you know, giving these guys autonomy, letting them grow, having trust in them to get the job done. Because A-Rod has been phenomenal since he's been here at BYU. I mean, it's just, you know, now whether that means he's grown too from his other experiences, and he goes, you know, if I ever got a chance to do this again, maybe I'd do it better than I did it before. But either way, he's in the right situation and really has flourished with this opportunity to be the offensive coordinator at BYU. And under some, you know, I think some challenging circumstances just with the team and everything that's happened. But man, that, you know, it was almost like everything came alive. It was almost like Kalani, like it was that pivotal moment in his whole entire coaching career at BYU was when they switched coordinators. But I mean, when they switched, and then they switched from Jeff Grimes calling plays to Aaron Roderick calling plays, and it just came alive, and that was a big moment for probably everyone, and it's been real impressive what he's been able to do.
Here's the next one about Chris Brooks, specifically this you know, new ad, of course, filling big shoes because Tyler Allgeier's there, but you get the idea that very similar physiques. Chris Brooks is, like, not a guy who was at Cal and didn't play. He was one of their best players. And
sure.
Here's what A-Rod had to say about it.
The first thing that stands out when you see him is just he's, wow, he's a great-looking dude. Big, well put together, and he's fast. He can run. And then he just did a great job at Cal. He was their best player on offense. I mean, he was the best guy they had, reliable, durable, did a great job for us this spring, very professional. Like, you know, he was here less than a month, went out for spring ball and knew the offense. He learned the offense because it was important to him. He's a veteran player, and he showed a lot of professionalism in how quickly he learned our system. You can tell he's here with one goal in mind, to be great. I expect him to be great. Still got to go prove it, but he's going to get the first shot at it in game one.
I thought these were amateurs, not professionals. But
how dare you?
I know. Look, when you have the ability on offense to be balanced, where you can run the football and you can throw the football, and with the most solid part about BYU on their offense, which is pretty solid around the board, but is that offensive line, and you're running back, and you step into that opportunity where you know, there's no pressure on any one individual or any one facet of an offensive scheme, you can be so potent and so powerful as an offense. And what it really gives you the ability to do is to compete and play well against a lot of teams and a lot of good teams. And not Utah, but BYU is going to be a tough out for anyone they play this year.
Let's take another break. We're here. We're just flying through this one. We got so many things going on here, and I still want you to be able to hear my conversation with Jaren Hall. We sat down and chatted with him and talked about his goals for the team this year. A nice little response about Chris Brooks as well, another guy who, you know, again, seeing all this in the how much BYU's offense has changed, it's not been a lot except for the biggest producer that they had in the backfield, which was Tyler Allgeier. So we'll take the break. We'll come back. More to go. Live from Provo Media Day continues, the final Media Day of Independence for BYU. It's 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone. It's unrivaled.
a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.